Christian Party Kaylee, Celtic music from across the globe and across town. I'm Dave Baghdad, and I'm so glad you could join us. On tonight's program, we'll have new music and vintage tracks from Ireland, Scotland, Canada, the U.S., the U.K., and Finland. Thanks for being here. Cade me la falcha. You're very welcome here for this 199th edition of the Kitchen Party Kaylee. I'm your host, Dave Baghdad, and we have a great show for you. Some things you may know and a lot you probably don't. Before we get started, remember that next week is our 200th episode and we'll be playing your requests. However, I need them very soon, so send me a direct message on Facebook or Twitter or email me at kitchenpartykaylee@gmail.com. Thanks to everyone in advance. We'll start this week with some great live music from Howie McDonald from Westmount, Cape Breton. Howie is also a great keyboard player and comedian, but we'll enjoy his fiddle skills now on a medley of A March, The Braes of Dunvegan, Two Strathspeys, Father John Angus Rankin, and one from Dan J. Campbell, and then two reels, The Brumley Bray and Phil Cunningham. This appears on Howie's album Live and Lively, which came out in 1991. We'll follow that with a traditional song from Mick Maloney, but first, here's Howie McDonald with The Braes of Dunvegan on The Kitchen Party Kaylee. Thank you.
young fellow that's easy and bold. In Castletown, Connors, I'm very well known. In Newcastle West, I spent many's a note with Kitty and Judy and Mary. Me father rebuked me for being such a rake and spending me time in such frolicsome ways, but I ne'er could forget the good nature of Jane, agus fog a mean shoot and Maritha Shea. Me parents had reared me to shake and to mow, to plough and to harrow, to reap and to sow. But me heart been so weary to drop it so low, I set out on high speculation. On paper and parchment they taught me to write, in Euclid and grammar they opened me eyes, and in multiplication, in truth I was bright, agus fog of me chewed Maritha Shea. If I chance for to go to the town of Rathcale, the girls all around me do flock on the square. Some give me a bottle and other sweet cakes to treat me unknown to their parents. There is one from Muskeaton and one from the Pike, and another from Ardagh me heart had beguiled. Though been from the mountains, our stockings are white, agus fog a mean shoot and Maritha Shea. To quarrel for riches I ne'er was inclined, for the greatest of misers must leave them behind. I will purchase a cow that'll never run dry, and I'll milk her be twisting her horn. John Damer of Tronel had plenty of gold, and Devonshire's treasure is 20 times more. But he's laid on his back among nettles and stones, like a spog, I mean shooting Maritha Shea. If I chance for to go to the market of Croom, with a cock in me hat and me pipes in full tune, I am welcome at once and brought up to a room where Bacchus is sporting with Venus. There's Peggy and Jane from the town of Brewery, and Biddy from Bruff, and we all on the spree. Such a combing of locks as there was about me, agus fog of me chewed and Maritha Shea. Some says I'm foolish, and more says I'm wise, but being fond of the women, I think it no crime. For the son of King David had 1,000 wives, and his wisdom was highly recorded. I'll till a good garden and live at me ease, and each woman and child can partake of the same. If there's war in the cabin, themselves they may blame, agus fog a mean shoot and Maritha Shea. And now for the future I mean to be wise, and I'll send for the women that acted so kind. I'd marry them all, and the morrow by and by, if the clergy agree to the bargain. And when I'm on me back and me soul is at peace, these women will crowd for to cry at me wake, and their sons and their daughters will offer their prayer to the Lord for the soul of their father.
Mick Maloney there with the Limerick Rake. Mick, originally from Limerick, has been performing since 1964 and is one of the most important Irish-American musicians of the last four decades or so. He's also won esteem as an educator, author, and producer. The song we heard features Mick on bouzouki, along with Eugene O'Donnell on fiddle and Joe McKenna on whistle, and it comes from Mick's 1978 album, Mick Maloney with Eugene O'Donnell. Still going strong at the age of 72, Mick's latest venture is offering Irish cultural tours. Before Mick, we heard from another longtime fellow, Cape Breton fiddler Howie MacDonald, on an MSR set including a march, The Braes of Dunvegan, two Strathspeys, Father John Angus Rankin, and one from Dan J. Campbell, and then two reels, The Brumley Bray and Phil Cunningham. This track appears on Howie's 1991 album, Live and Lively. Next up, we've got Gary O'Meara, the Dublin-born banjo player who's been tearing it up for years. In 2012, he replaced Enda Scahill in the Brock Maguire Band, and not long after, he released his first and only solo record to date, Pickin' Time. From this fine album, we'll have a pair of jigs, Jerry's Beaver Hat and The Idle Road. There are all kinds of great musicians on this disc, but the track we'll hear just features Gary's banjo, backed by Connell Early on keys and James Blennerhassett on bass. Just brilliant. We'll follow that with a song from Scartaglen featuring Connie Dover, but first, here's Gary O'Meara on the Kitchen Party Cayley.
Till a
That was Scartaglen, a fine Irish-American band from Kansas City, with Rosemary Lane from their 1992 album Last Night's Fun. We heard Connie Dover on vocals, backed by Kirk Lynch on pipes and whistle, Roger Landis on bouzouki, and Michael Duggar on fiddle. Scartaglen had a dozen-year run from 1982 to 1994, releasing three albums, all now out of print. Connie has had the most prolific solo career since the band broke up, releasing five records, appearing on the Prairie Home Companion, and winning an Emmy, but the other members are all still active too. Before Scartaglen, we had some great jigs from Gary O'Meara, the brilliant banjo player from Dublin who plays with the Brock Maguire Band. From his 2013 solo album, Pickin' Time, we heard Jerry's Beaver Hat and The Idle Road. Coming up next, we have our New to You segment, and I'm particularly excited about this one. A few weeks ago, I saw a Facebook video featuring banjoist Alan Reid from the Burren in Ireland. He mentioned that he had a duo record coming out with fiddler Rachel Conlon, and I immediately got in touch and asked him to send it to me. Thankfully, it's here, and we're going to hear the closing track, a medley of Bernie Cunyon's Fling, The Highest Hill in Sligo, and David's Dream. The album, A Quair Yield, features sparse accompaniment from Marty Berry on guitar and Alan on bouzouki, but the focus is very much on Alan's banjo and Rachel's fiddle, as it should be. From there, we'll have some reels from Kevin Crawford, but first, here are Alan Reid and Rachel Conlon on The Kitchen Party Cayley. Thank you. Kevin Crawford there, best known as a longtime member of Lunasa, with a solo turn from his 2001 album In Good Company. We heard Kevin on flute on a set of reels, Jimmy O'Reilly's Dunagore and the Bell Harbor reel, which also featured Tommy Peoples on fiddle. This album comes to us from the good folks at Compass Records. Before Kevin, we had our New to You segment, this time featuring banjoist Alan Reed and fiddler Rachel Conlon, who hail from the Burren in Western Ireland. From their brand new album, A Quare Yield, we heard a medley of Bernie Cunyon's Fling, The Highest Hill in Sligo, and David's Dream. I'm really looking forward to digging deeper into this one, and we should be hearing from Alan himself on an upcoming program, so stay tuned. Next up, we've got Scottish multi-instrumentalist John McCusker, who at the age of 17 gave up a place at the Royal Academy of Scotland to join the Battlefield Band. He spent 11 years with the group, but in 2001, a busy year for young John, he left the Battlefield Band, married singer Kate Rusby, and released his second solo record, Yella Hoose. We'll hear the lead track from that album now, a medley of a jig, Boys of the Puddle, and a reel, The Scullion's Wife. From there, we'll head to the West Coast for a song from Danny Carnahan, but first, here's John McCusker on The Kitchen Party, Cayley. You're listening to The Kitchen Party, Cayley, on WICR 88.7 FM, Indy's only homegrown Celtic music radio show.
I know my love by his way of walking, And I know my love by his way of talking, and I know my love by his jacket blue. And if my love leaves me, what will I do? And still she cried, I love him the best, and the troubled mind sure will know no rest. And still she cried, bunny boys are few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do? There is a dance hall in the Mardyke, and it's there my love he goes every night. And he sits the queer girl down on his knee, and now don't you know how it troubles me? And still she cried, I love him the best, and the troubled mind sure will know no rest. And still she cried, bunny boys are few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do? If my love knew I could weave and spin, and if my love knew I could wash and wring, I would make a coat of the finest kind, but the want of money left me behind. And still she cried, I love him the best, and the troubled mind sure will know no rest. And still she cried, bunny boys are few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do? I know my love, he's a handsome rover, and I know he'd roam the whole world over, and in dear old Ireland no longer tarry, and an English girl he'd be sure to marry. And still she cried, I love him the best, and the troubled mind sure will know no rest. And still she cried, bunny boys are few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do? I know my love by his way of walking, and I know my love by his way of talking, and I know my love by his jacket blue, and if my love leaves me, what will I do? And still she cried, I love him the best, and the troubled mind sure will know no rest. And still she cried, bunny boys are few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do?
A tale of two multi-instrumentalists there. That was Danny Carnahan, the Bay Area singer, instrumentalist, producer, and author, on a traditional song, I Know My Love. This comes from Danny's 1984 album, Journeys of the Heart. Danny's been at it in a variety of musical settings since 1971, most recently with Wake the Dead, from whom we hear every August on the anniversary of the death of that great Celtic musician, Jerry Garcia. Before Danny, we had a hot set from Scottish instrumentalist and producer John McCusker's 2001 album, Yellow Hoose. That was the opening track, a medley of a jig, Boys of the Puddle, and a reel, The Scullion's Wife. Now we're going to hear artists from regions a bit off the beaten path. First, we'll travel to Finland for a track from Frigg. This seven-piece band features four fiddles, and time and pronunciation issues keep me from telling you who all's in this group. From their album, Oasis, we'll hear Hasse. We'll then enjoy a track from Shetland fiddler Kevin Henderson, but first, here's Frigg on the Kitchen Party Kaylee. We'll be right back. Kevin Henderson from Shetland there with If I Had a Bony Lass from his album Findelanagin. Before that, we heard from the Finnish band Frigg, a selection called Hassa from their album Oasis. I want to remind you that next week is our 200th show. As we frequently do in such cases, I'm turning the programming over to you. If you listen regularly, you know we don't repeat tracks, but that rule is suspended for request shows. If there's something you want to hear, regardless of whether we've played it before, let me know soon and we'll do what we can. As always, thank you for your support. We've time for one more block, so let's hear from some box players. First up, we'll have the legendary John Kirkpatrick, who played accordion and concertina with some of the leading English folk bands of the last four decades. From his 1994 collection, A Short History of John Kirkpatrick, we'll enjoy a medley of a Cheshire hornpipe and Black Mary's hornpipe. From there, we'll hear from the great Paddy O'Brien. But first, here's John Kirkpatrick on the Kitchen Party Cayley. Thank you. Paddy O'Brien there, originally from Castlebarna in the Midlands of Ireland, an esteemed accordionist, tune collector, and author. From his 1988 album, Stranger at the Gate, we heard A Pair of Reels, The Miller of Drawn, and The Humours of Castlefin. Before that, we enjoyed some hornpipes from John Kirkpatrick from the UK, a medley of a Cheshire hornpipe and Black Mary's hornpipe from his 1994 album, A Short History of John Kirkpatrick. We're getting near the end of our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. Reach us by email at kitchenpartykaylee, that's all one word, and Kaylee is Ceilidh, at gmail.com, by Twitter @KPC_radio, or through our Facebook page. You can find podcasts and playlists from all of our shows at iTunes and at kpc-radio.com. For our final track this week, we'll hear Aberdeen from Cape Breton fiddler Kimberly Fraser. Until next time, I am your host, Dave Baghdad, and I thank you for listening. We'll see you here again on Sunday at 10 p.m., right after the folk sampler. Slán Ogat. You've been listening to the Kitchen Party Kaylee on WICR 88.7 FM. This program was made possible by support from donations from the Friends of the Kitchen Party Kaylee. We hope that you'll join us again next Sunday at 10 p.m. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is written, produced, and hosted by Dave Bagdad and was recorded at EMAS Studios in Broad Ripple. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is a Fortnite production. Thanks for listening.